WSIV 944, mobile monitoring. WSIV 944, mobile monitoring. WSHF 567, good morning Mike, good morning Paul, I hope you guys have a good day, and I'm listening.
Yep, good morning, WSHM 738. See, Mike, you in there, WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. I don't know, Sam. I don't hear him in here. Right there. And damn shame is that, Sam, you got some of these people out here that talk to those people that caused this interference. You're not doing no good, fool. You're coming through the Mount Clemens. I'm coming through to Detroit. You ain't smart enough to figure that out. Stupid people.
Morning, time out there, guys. WRWB 489.
Good morning. You know who that is right there.
Well, that's over.
Yeah, you know who that is right there.
Good morning, Mike. WRWB 567. Hope you have a good day.
Oh yeah, I'll have a good day today. I just got a late start. My power went out last night. And of course, I had to safeguard everything, if you know what I mean, guys. You know, so that's why I got a late start.
Yeah, what time was it raining last night?
Oh, man, it rained around, like, what, started around, like, 8 o'clock? It didn't stop till, like, what, early this morning?
Okay, well, it was, like, after 10:30 at my house, so I don't know. I don't know what time it went on, so it was no rain this morning, so I don't know.
Sure or not, but according to some people yesterday, that Industry Canada now allows GMRS, so the Canadian citizens now can talk to the Americans on GMRS. That's what I was hearing yesterday. I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That would be kind of new if that's the case, so I don't really follow it, so I don't know. You just key on that, Mike. You're getting over them.
Yeah, I understand. I don't even know which repeater he's coming through. To tell you the truth. But, yeah, that's what they were saying yesterday, and I'm like, I don't know. I mean, from what I was, you know, what I was reading, that they're not permitted to use GMRS because of, their emergency frequencies are close to that band, or do they use it for emergency services of some sort over there in Canada? But I guess the laws have changed. I don't know. I'll have to look that up again and read it. Anyway, back to you, Sam.
Okay, he might be doing something, but anyways, all right, Mike, well, I don't know, you know. Doesn't really matter to me. I don't follow it, so who knows? It is what it is. But they're trying to key on you in the Mount Clemens, but your signal is way stronger than theirs, and there's two offenders in there, two of them doing it.
We got a duo working in unison. Okay. All right. Never see this to amaze, right?
No, is it? You know who it is. It's the Scott Hubbell crew, all right? That's what it is. It's those people, all right? There's a cast of characters. It's all the same. The same agenda, the same little small group of people. So, They're doing no good. You're stronger than them into that receiver. I can hear them way underneath you trying. And I heard two different signal levels doing it, one on top of the other, but all underneath you. That's how stupid these people are, and they're going to get caught.
No, I'm impressed, you know, for HT. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, you got prime position. You're right on top of that machine. They're going to have to go sit in a mobile outside a certain building to do any good there. So, your little HT is clobbering them. So, there you go. Just talk over them. Don't let them have their day in the sun. They think they're doing something. Just keep talking over them. It's all related to little Eli and Scott Hubble.
Anyway, yeah.
You know, that's what they do.
That was the.
They do it on the other band. They do it here. It's all the same to them.
Man, I'll be glad when they get all this road construction done. It's like, man, everywhere I go, it's like bottleneck, traffic jammed. Ugh.
Yeah, very good. Talk over them, Mike.
Yeah, no, what I was saying was yesterday, it's like, man, everywhere I go, stuck in a traffic jam. Crazy, crazy. These road construction projects, you know, they got to do them all at, you know, a certain time of the year and cram them all in before November.
Oh, yeah, it's big time. Michigan summers, man, it's all construction everywhere. You try to evade it, and you run right smack dab into another set of construction barrels. You can't get away from it. It's impossible.
I used to have this T-shirt years ago, and it says, you know, the true Michigan mascot. It showed, you know, a guy holding a flag up and caution signs, caution tape. Orange barrels.
Yeah, exactly. Two seasons in Michigan, winter and construction. And I even think they start to fall in the winter a lot more than they ever used to, so.
Yeah, I noticed the 1 year, they wrapped things up around, like, December. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of late in the season to be wrapping up the road construction project. But I think it was that year we didn't get much cold weather. And it was cold, but it was like a real mild winter. And we didn't get much snow either.
Yeah. Every year it gets worse. Doesn't get any better. It gets worse.
WRWB 489. Yeah, you know, ever since I was a kid, you know, it's been like this, and I'm thinking to myself, well, they're just doing this for, job security for these workers? I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
Well, actually, it gets down to they've let the roads get so bad before fixing them that they're all in shambles, so when they get a lot of money, you know, fixing them all at the same time. It seems to be getting worse, not better. So.
Yeah, that's true.
But I needed the rain, so I was glad to finally get some last night. Like I said, I was sleeping and I heard it at some point, but, and it was a pretty heavy downpour. So, I actually got up and got a glass of milk, so glad to see it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, because you needed that rain anyway for your projects that are going on, so that'll help it for sure.
For sure, for sure. And you just tromped the jammer, too. I mean, you tromped them. So they're just not doing good enough job with their little HT. And it's obvious they're on an HT because you can hear the signal changes as they slightly move. Fools. All right, Mike, I'm just about here. You have a good day. And Sam, you as well. See you guys later from WSHM 738.
All right there, we'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by. Unless you're still going to be out here, Stan.
Not in there, Sam. You're noisy. I'm pretty sure that's you. You got to find another spot. So, WSHM 738. I'll just jam the whole thing up. Might be able to pull a plug on it and make it disappear. It's the best thing that could happen to this thing. Blame it on those idiots that I just mentioned.
Well, the one guy in particular that you mentioned, he has done it several times and then tries to claim that, oh, it wasn't me. Well, you just, how can that be, you were just out here.
Oh yeah, they definitely do it. They definitely do it. There's no doubt about it. There's a third entity in play too, but a third and fourth, but those two primary guys for sure. Shameful. Alright, anyways, I'll see you later. I'm here at WSHM 738.
Alrighty. We'll catch you later. WRWB 49, standing by.
WSGU 844 monitoring.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
Hello, Chuck. Long time no here. How are you? WSGU 844.
Howdy, Sherman.
Yeah, it's been a while. How's everything with you?
Well, better now. Mom broke her arm and had to have surgery, so... And meanwhile, we tried to get a vacation. Well, we had that planned, and then that happened, so I had to cut that short a little bit, but we're back into her now. Everything's good.
Copy that. Sorry to hear that. Hopefully she has a speedy recovery.
Yeah, she's at rehab center right now. They're guessing about a month. So, yeah, every day is different, you know. She'll have good days and bad days, but it seems like the pain's subsiding, so that's good.
Good to hear, good to hear. How was the weather up then around your place last night?
Well, it's pretty uneventful here. We just had, like, downpours, hardly any lightning. But in Midland, where my daughter lives, they had a tornado warning, so they ducked into the basement. But, yeah, we got rain, that was about it.
Copy that. Yeah, we had some good rain, a lot of lightning and thunder, and around us they had a lot of tree limbs and power lines down and stuff. To north of me, Tuscola County, they got hit with winds pretty bad too. Last night I think it might have took out the Mayville repeater, because it wasn't working last night before I went to bed around 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that one over there, yeah. You guys got a lot of lightning down there. I heard you guys talking on the radio, and that there was a lot of lightning down that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I watched the one storm, Kurt, there in Groveland Township, he was getting hammered with rain, and I saw that cell when I was coming home yesterday afternoon, and it was a slow moving cell. It looked like it was going to hit us. It went off further to the east, but yeah, then we had a couple more, and it did hit us.
No damage at your place, though?
No, thank God, but yeah, I haven't checked on my crawl space in a while, so I gotta see if there's any water down there. I'm hoping not. We'll find out.
Oh yeah, you got one of those pumps that runs all the time, don't you?
Negative, no, they didn't put one in there for some reason. I don't know why, but yeah, I wish I would have had one down there, but I have one that I can plug in and put a hose to it, but I haven't ran that since the early spring, so we'll find out. When I get home tonight, I'm going to check it. It's been too hot to do anything outside.
Yeah, big copy on that one. We haven't, I got a couple things to do at my uncle's place. We've been kind of holding off, you know. In the spring, it was just the other way around. It was like, oh, it's too cold. We'll wait till the warm weather comes, and then we get 90s.
Copy that. Yeah, my grass is getting tall. I haven't mowed that in probably a week or week and a half. So, yeah, hopefully I'll be able to get that done. I'll probably do it Sunday. Saturday, I'm going to go down to the Woodward Cruise. So, go to Mustang Alley and then hang out for a bit.
Yeah, I heard that advertised. I've never been to that one. My wife and I, we would go down to Tennessee every year, and that happened to be the one they'd have a car show that ran 2 weeks. It was like 3 miles lined up on both sides. That was pretty incredible, but I've never been to the one there, Back to the Bricks. Is that what you're talking about?
It's actual Woodward Dream Cruise. It's amazing. It's one of the best in my book that I've ever seen.
Gotcha.
You got the actual cruise that goes on all weekend. Well, it starts this week. They start cruising this week. And but the main is Saturday, and it's cruising. Plus there's car shows after car shows after car shows, and everybody's down there. WMC, Ford, Chrysler, everybody.
Gotcha. Are you heading to work today, or just hanging around?
Oh, I'm on my way in. So yeah, I was off last week on vacation. My wife, myself, and another couple went up to Lexington for 4 days there north of Port Huron. And I had a good time. It was nice. Nice to get away.
Yeah, you need that. Yeah, you're coming in really good. That's why I was asking. It doesn't even sound like you're mobile.
Yeah, sometimes I get lucky. It's the weather, probably. So, yeah, I got my old setup here since January. But, and Macomb repeater, Mount Clemens repeater, they did some work on it. It's working fantastic.
Yeah, I'm just getting just very slight popcorn just now. But other than that, you were pretty clear. That's why I was wondering. I thought you were at your house.
Nope. Yeah, you're sounding good, too. You off the Flint repeater?
No, the Saginaw. And I'm just on my handheld in the living room.
Copy that. That's what I usually am when I'm at home on my HD, because I'm only maybe no more than 20 miles from the repeater. It's north of me, so that's an amazing repeater also.
Yeah, after, I don't know, we were probably a month in on this heat, it started to act up a little bit, and I think maybe the heat was interfering with it, but other than that, it's been solid.
Copy that. I know Mike and Chad have been having issues with it. I remember last month where it almost like it turned off for a minute and then turned back on again.
Yeah, exactly. If you did a long transmission, you got long winded and then cut off, it would literally like stop it or something. It was weird. It was like you couldn't hear the next guy for a minute.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I remember that's what the guys are saying. But no, that's good. They've got that fixed.
What else you got going? Any plans on getting the boat out or anything like that?
We got the boat in the water, but that's about it. We haven't got the well on. We haven't done much. It's just been too hot. We have to go out and get a new piece of plexiglass to put in the window that we put the air conditioner in. We haven't done that. It's just been too hot. And we got that big dog, and yeah, she's still a puppy, so we haven't been up there much.
Roger that. Well, thanks for reaching out and talking to me. I appreciate that. It's been a while, and I think I'm going to go get a cup of coffee and chill out. So I'll talk to you a little later if you're on, and for now I'll sign off. WSAA 336, and I'll be clear on your final.
Roger, Chuck. Yeah, great talking to you. It's been a while. So you take care, and I wish your mother the best recovery, fast recovery, and we'll talk again later. Take care. WSGU 844, and I'll be monitoring for a few more minutes, and into the work.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll let her know. And you have a great day. Keep safe on the road. WSAA 336. And monitor.
Mr. Roger, thank you. Take care.
This is WSID 817. Good morning, gentlemen.
WSID 817, you got a copy? WSAA 336.
Hey, good morning, Chuck. I heard you talking to Sherman a few minutes ago. Yeah, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing real well. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Woke up at 6 and got to get moving here. I'm going. I am getting ready to go to the shelter to go pick up a dog to go to the radio station. 96.1 WHNN. We're going to do Wet Nose Wednesday, so we're going to promote one of the shelter dogs on the radio this morning.
Is that around 10?
I think it starts around 8. We're going to meet at the shelter around 7:15-ish. Get the dog ready and head over there. Over the radio station, I think it usually, we get on the air around 8 o'clock, and there's, they'll do a Facebook Live post, too, on their website, on their Facebook page.
All right, I'll make sure I listen for it. That's pretty cool. You know what kind of dog it is, or no?
Yeah, copy that. The dog's name is Metallica. Breed, I'm going to say German Shepherd Lab Mix. He's an old boy. He's probably like 8 or 9 or 10 years old. He doesn't move around much. He just kind of lays around. And he cries a lot because he doesn't like being locked up in the kennel. But he's a good boy. So we're going to try and find him a good spot to, he just needs somewhere to go and lay down.
Yeah, copy that. Our first dog, my wife and I's first dog, and our last dog, I guess, too, was Lab and, I forget the other breed, Malamute, I think. It was a mix, and she was real skittish. But anyway, that was our first and last dog.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Yeah, that's pretty cool. We're gonna try and find it a home and get it out there, get some attention on that dog, because we need to do something with it. But, thanks for shouting out. You got any plans for today?
Yeah, I'm going to go visit Mom, and then I'm going to head and look at a job, and then maybe go help my uncle out on some electrical work he needs done.
Yeah, right on, right on. I got to do the radio thing, and then I got to hurry back to home to join a meeting at 9. Today is Wednesday, which is our big meeting day, so I've got meetings from like 9 to noon, and then I've got another one scheduled at like 3:30, I think. So I don't know how much actual work I'm going to get done today, because I'm going to be taking on action points and acting on them, so... Yeah, well, it's a pleasure talking to you, Chuck. I'm sure we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a lot of things to cram into a couple hours, so good luck with that, and have fun with the dog and everything, and I'll be listening for you on the radio at 8, so... You have a great day, Mike. I know you will. And we'll talk later. WSA 336. I'll be clear and monitor.
USAA 336, mobile and monitor.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSCP 257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
WIZX 218, WIUT 28, copy. WIZX 218, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48 clear.
488 from Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good morning there, sir. How are you, Derek?
Hey, very good. How about you? I haven't heard you out there a long time.
Yeah, I kind of get on in fits and waves. The last week I hadn't really been on all that much. I've been sick and dealing with some other things. But, you know, every now and again I've been on air and haven't heard you in a while as well, so I wanted to at least reach out to you and say hello and good morning.
Thank you. So now you're doing good? That's good. I'm glad to hear that one.
Yeah, I still got a little bit of a cough, still kind of hacking up half of a lung here, but I'm probably 80% better than what I was last week.
Just take it easy out there and it will go away. That's no problem. Cough is no big deal. All right, good talking to you and good to hear you out there. WIUG 48.
Have a good one there, Jack. Good connecting with you as well. Enjoy the beautiful sunshine. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
WSFY587. WIUGAA. Do you copy? WSFY587. WIUGAA. Are you on air? Are you on the radio today? My call sign is WSFY587. I'm calling WIUGAA. Are you online today? WSFY.
WRZP 544, your boy the County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSCP
SAA 336, monitoring and mobile.
WSBM 993 in the mobile and monitoring.
WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, sir. I have you loud and clear.
WRZP 544 from Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra 810. Good morning, Bob.
WRZP 544, good morning, sir. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, much better that I don't have to drive through all that nastiness that we had last night. I wanted to jump in there and once again appreciate your update last night. I know, there were some things out there, but I want to encourage you, don't let it get to you. You've been doing this long enough to know, but I just wanted to let you know I appreciate it.
No sweat off of my balls, brother. Don't you worry. It's going to take more than that to run. Yeah, I work at Sky One up here in Northern Michigan, so we do what we can do, and sometimes we get it wrong.
That makes you no worse than them folks on TV, so I just want to let you know that I do appreciate it, and years ago I was involved in a group that worked with Skywarn, and I'd like to go at some point and get my Skywarn, but as with everything else that I want to do in life, time is very limited right now for extracurricular stuff.
I appreciate that, my brother. Yeah, it's a long road to hold to get to retirement to where I'm at, so I appreciate where you're coming from. And right back at you. We appreciate you on the net. You're courteous and thoughtful operator, and that's what this is all about. So, again, always a pleasure to have you in my receive. Going to finish up pressure washing the old side-by-side here. We got her dirty the other night. So, other than that, brother, it's a beautiful day up here. And we're going to keep doing what we're doing, living the dream. You be safe out there. WRCC 544.
Roger that. Always a pleasure, Bob. Always a pleasure. And again, we appreciate you. You have yourself a wonderful day. Enjoy the weather and stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We're clear.
WSOZ 793. Which one of y'all got the tornado last night?
That would be me.
How bad was it? Or any damage, or what happened?
I was actually in Midland last night when it hit. It looked like it was kind of more between Midland and Bay City, just a little bit east of where I was. I'm seeing some Facebook reports of some damage. Where I was, it was very heavy flash flooding, some tree limbs and power lines down, very heavy rain, high winds. I didn't notice any severe damage in Midland, though. I haven't looked at the Facebook stuff today, but it seemed to be mostly rain and wind.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I looked on Facebook and I looked on YouTube. I heard there was a tornado somewhere mid-state around Midland or somewhere in there. I wanted to see if I could find any details, and
haven't found out anything yet. I don't know how bad it was or, you know, what the Vegeta rating on it is or anything. I figured somebody out here might know there. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. I mean, to keep it 100, I can't even confirm that there was a touchdown. I did see a picture on Facebook over in Auburn that looked like it was a developing funnel cloud, but didn't quite look like it was reaching the ground when I saw the picture. So, but again, I haven't been on Facebook today. But if I do hear anything, I will definitely keep you updated on that.
Yeah, all right, ma'am. If I'm out here, I'm just curious to what went down there. I missed the whole thing. I wasn't tracking like I usually was. But all right, very good. Well, I appreciate the info. Good afternoon to you and Bob and everybody. I'm gonna jump off of here and shut this down. My damn squelch is not working. It's not squelching at all, and it's driving me nuts. So I'm just gonna shut down and go on to other things here. So, y'all have a good afternoon. Stay cool, stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you guys later. WSRC 793. I'm gonna shut down after your final.
Yeah, roger that. Have a good one. Hope you get your technical issues worked out. I'm gonna get out of here myself. I'm just pulling into my driveway. So, you have yourself a wonderful also. Whiskey 7 Charlie Zebra 810, clear.
Roger that, and I'm clear.
793, all systems go here. Heavy rain, thunder, and lightning. Nothing to get excited about. Take care, brother. We'll talk later. WRCP 544.
Hey, roger that, Bob. It's good to hear from you. Sounding good as usual there. Like I said, man, I don't know. My squelch is not working at all now. It's all the time I turn it on, and it ain't squelching out. I don't know. Right now, I really don't care, but I'm going to shut down so I don't feel like listening to it. But anyway, have yourself a good day, my friend. I'll get it figured out, and we'll talk later. WSFZ 793, I'm clear.
Doing what you're doing, brother. You'll finger it out. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSGH 922, monitoring.
Good afternoon, Greg, 922, WSBM 993.
Hello, Chad. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty good there, my friend. Hope all is well your way. I heard you in there. Just wanted to jump in and say hello real quick. Not really too much today. Just kind of chilling, you know. But stay cool. Have yourself a great day. And if you're on the road traveling, safe travels. 993 will be back monitoring up yours.
Okay, Chad, you do the same. Safe travels out there. Good to hear from you. WSGH 922, I'll be clear.
WSGT 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSGT 257, giving mobile and monitoring.
USGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
Copy.
You're not making it, Jack.
Caller, call him 772. I'm barely hearing you. US GG 772 Shelby Township on the mobile monitoring.
I got a USBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
The station 772 WIUG 48, copy.
772, copy, Jack, loud and clear.
Yeah, Roger, I was on a different radio, but now I'm on the thin line radio. You're sounding good with that DB20, Roger.
I really like the DB20. They have no issues with it so far. I found out there's a new Buscemi's over there on Auburn, DeQuinder. And I love their pizza, their torpedoes.
Yeah, I was out there a couple of weeks ago. This nice little store they got out there. I bought a couple of pop from them and just, you know, came home. I'm not too far from there either.
Now that one's more convenient for me than the one on Hall and Van Dyke, which that's a good machine is too.
Yeah, they, you know what, they did a good job, remodeled that place. It really, it was something else. It was a party store before, but Buscemi took it over and they put everything in almost brand new.
The last Buscemi we had out this way was on Auburn Road, south of DeQuinder, and that guy, he took Buscemi's in the six digits. He cleaned out the store and scammed out.
Well, yeah, some of them do that. Not all of them, but some do that. You're right. But I'm not too far from there. I'm just across the street from there.
Yeah, I'm just 2 miles from it. I'm at West Utica Road, just north of Hall Road, between DeQuinda and Ryan.
Oh, I don't know if you ever drove on DeQuinda, Cloverleaf, and make a left, and I'm over there.
Oh, we're practically neighbors. I've been living out this way for about 20 years now.
I tell you, as a good neighbor, I've been here 9 years.
My wife and I, we bought a condo at Eagle Creek here on West Utica Road in Ryan.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Where about in Ryan? Like 18 and a half or 19?
Just north of Hall Road.
Yeah, it's nice over there too. I know Hollow Road, it used to be a farm. Believe me, all that 59 used to be nothing but farm. We used to go there hunting.
Used to be an old big red barn, farmhouse, right by the old Troy Beaumont Hospital is. My wife's aunt used to own that.
I see. All right, good talking to you. I got to see if it's clear the frequency a little bit. Maybe somebody out there needs to use it. Good talking to you. We'll talk later. 7-9-8-8-8-8. Always a pleasure chatting with you, Jack. I'm at my final destination, so this is WSGG772. We're final and out.
WSGH 922. Station 448 Kurt, WSGH 922. No copy, WSGH 922 clear.
RPV 448, I'll be 10-7.
Four, four, eight. I got a copy on you.
I don't know what's been going on today. I can hear both of you very clearly. This is WSID-817.
Yeah, he sounds a little weak, and he's getting out, but he's not receiving, evidently.
WSFZ-793 test. WSFZ-902, you in there? No contact, station 902. WSFZ-793, and I'm quiet listening.
Just gotta do a couple of things outside, and it's a little breezy a little bit, which is fresh air a little bit. It's not that hot air outside either, so I'm outside and clean up a little bit here, you know, and there, and see what's going on, and that's about it.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, I got a guy here replacing our water meter. It's all digital or electronic now, so kind of cool. Got an app on your phone. You can see how much water you're using, and if you got a leak and all that kind of stuff, kind of neat.
And even if you go to the bathroom, too?
Yep, it takes a reading. It tells you exactly how much water you use every day. And if it detects a leak, it sends you a notification on your phone.
Oh, that's something new I never heard of.
That's, I think it's called Blue Water Systems. They've got a contract with Blue Water Solutions. They're out of Pontiac, I guess, or Auburn Hills. But they got a contract with the township here to replace, I think he said, 8,000 meters.
Oh, so that means they're going to raise the water
for more money? Is that how it is with a new meter?
No, they're not supposed to do that, but, you know, water prices always go up. Depending on where we're getting it from, if we're getting it from Fort Huron or Detroit, I'm not sure where we're getting it from now, but water's expensive for sure.
Well, water is not cheap anymore. You got to have the money for the water, too.
Yeah, it's a racket. Taxes, you know. I guess it's all, well, no, the water's actually separate. But, yeah, water and sewer, it's always something.
Yeah, that's what we got here, water and sewer. They're both two different money-wise, and they put it all together and they send you the bill. That's what I got here.
Yep, that's the same thing here. I think it's every quarter we get a bill for our water and sewer.
Oh, every quarter, it's not bad. I mine every 3 months.
Yeah, I was a little skeptical until he came in and did it. It only took him about 15 minutes. And he found a loose ground on my water pipe that I ground my radios to, so that might help my my radio side. I don't know.
So what did you say? He's going to fix it?
All he had to do was tighten it up. It was loose. So there's a pipe that goes down in the ground where your water comes from and goes through the meter. And on each side of the meter, they run a copper wire. That copper wire clamp was a little bit loose, so he just tightened it up. It's all good.
Oh, that's good anyhow. All right, so what else is happening?
Ivan, he's just wrapping up, and I'm getting on with my day.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I keep going. I got a few things to do here outside, too. That's why I'm outside a little bit.
Yeah, I got all that done yesterday before it rained. Man, it poured out here last night. Grass is nice and green today.
I counted about six of those, the lightning, about six of them I count here. And three of them, they were so close here, it shook up the house.
Yeah, we had some storms come through here, too, with a lot of lightning. It was a little bit of a light show, like you said, out there.
Even Bob called out here and said, hey, you got a lot of lightning over there by you. That's what he's seeing on the map.
Yeah, did you get your computer to reboot?
Oh, I'm going to have to bring it up to you and how you reboot the computer. I'm not a computer.
Hey, Jack, you were cutting in and out there.
I said, I'm not a computer hacker yet, but I'll be very soon to do that. And I got to bring the computer to you.
Yeah, no problem. Just bring it up with you next time when we go out shooting.
Yeah, I'll do that and see what happens.
You know, I looked at that Pontiac place down there. That looks a heck of a lot better than what I was going to take you to up here.
Oh, yeah, they made it very nice, really.
and comfortable for everybody. That's how they did it. Before, it was not like that. It was no woods, no nothing. Now they built woods. They built the bench to sit down and all that other stuff. Even they give you a couple of sandbags now you can put on your, you know, on your hand, and the, you know, on your elbow or something like that. That way they hold that thing very, very easy.
Yeah, we might want to rethink coming up here. I might come down your way and go to that place.
No problem. Yeah, no problem at all. Just make sure it's a sunny day and all that good stuff, and that's about it. Then we'll go take off.
Okay, yeah, like you said, let's let the weather get a little bit cooler here, and we'll pick a day and we'll go down there and blow off some rounds.
Yeah, no problem. I got everything here anyhow.
Yeah, I think I got over 500 rounds I bought. I haven't shot in, gosh, probably a year. It's been a while since I got this ham radio stuff. I haven't been to the range.
Sorry, you got a teacher here. No problem at all.
Yeah, I like to go at least once a month and shoot, so I'm due, definitely.
So all you got to do is hop in the pickup truck and drive up there.
Yeah, I've got two nines, 9mm. I haven't even shot yet. Haven't even got one round through them.
Well, just bring one, that'd be enough, you know what I mean, and see what happens. I think one is enough anyhow, so not that hard.
I'm saying I want to shoot them. They've never been shot, so I want to shoot them.
Let them bring both of them. See if, what kind of they do. Sometimes they, you know, I don't know. I don't think they jam up, but you never know.
Roger that. Yeah, I'll bring them all, actually.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't hurt to do that, really. It's better to bring both of them and find out what it's all about. And that's what I'll do all the time. Anything in you, that's what I do.
Okay, Jack. This guy's just wrapping up, leaving here, so I'm going to cut you loose. WSGH 922, I'll be clear.
All right, good talking to you. We'll talk again. WIUG 488.
Out there, you're coming in real staticky.
WSJF 96, Monomer.
You're working out here at 59 and 75 out here in Auburn Hills. WSBC 462. Doubling up on each other.
Doing all right today? You're coming in loud off the front repeater. That is awesome. We are up here visiting family from Texas. so got the radio hot, and we're just driving around, so just stuck in traffic.
Welcome from the Texas state to Michigan.
You're up here running sound for a church camp and then seeing my father, so I'm like, I'll fire it up and see if anybody's out there. Sure enough, channel 20, there it goes.
You're making the trip into the MIA network here, which is linked all the way up to Sheboygan and all the way back down to Detroit.
That's awesome, man. Well, appreciate you letting me on.
What you call there, Texas? WSBA 380.
My call is WSBL 426.
Copy, WSBL 426. You have a great day. And welcome to the state of Michigan.
Gentlemen, we'll be monitoring. WSBL 426, monitoring.
WSGH 922, I'll be listening.
Station 426, WIUG, waiting, Rochester.
This is 426, go ahead.
Yes, sir, you're sounding good here, and I understand you're from Texas. Welcome to Michigan first, and welcome to GMRS in Michigan.
Thank you, I appreciate that. I'm happy to see that y'all got a tower up. That's awesome. There's a lot of places in Texas that don't have a tower. We're lucky there in Lubbock that they've deployed a tower, and it covers, gosh, like a good 50-mile range.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're sounding good. Let me ask you, I know it's not, I'd like to know what radio do you have on?
This is a Bofang UV5G Plus, and you're listening to me on the front bumper of my Ram with a, I've got an antenna out there on a mount.
I see, Roger. I'm on 10YT, TYT radio. Roger.
I thought about upgrading wattage, but then I did enough research, and I realized really my problem was getting out of the truck. So that's why I went ahead and put it up, and I cannot be happier. I've got to do this adapter cable, you know, screwed into the SMA, and get on the radio, and then it's going to out there nice and proud, and it's working really good.
Roger that, and also making a couple of cracklings, and I know why, because you're driving. You're not standing up in one place, which is no big deal. That's understandable always. When you drive, it's going to be a little bit of crackling. No big deal at all, but you're sounding good, and I'm over here in Rochester.
Yes, sir, it's 4.
All right, well, if you want some help, we'll help you out as much as we know. And you take care, and have a good day. WIUG 488. Name is Jack.
Copy, copy. Appreciate your hospitality. WSDL 426, mobile monitoring.
How you doing this afternoon, Jack? WINW 329.
Yeah, tell me what's happening. I haven't heard you out there at all.
Busy running, working, running, working, running. I've been monitoring, but I haven't keyed up the mic very much.
Running and working and running, and then the back door's open, right?
definitely wide open, raining money. So I got to keep at it and try to keep it going.
Well, that's what happens when you get to summer. You know, they need the money to buy this and buy this and do that. And you got to have this and you got to have that.
Sure, well, it won't be long. I think another month or two, it's going to be all downhill from there. Yeah, everything will slow down then. You got to stay inside where it's a little bit warmer.
Well, Tim, I know he's saying last night it was so hard rain here. It was just unbelievable.
Pretty heavy at my house, too, is, kind of woke me up for, I don't know, between 9 and 10 o'clock, somewhere around in there. Lightning, the wind. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I was going to start unhooking my antennas, but it didn't last real long. It calmed down after about 20 minutes, I guess.
Oh, I see. Anyhow, you must just get off of work, right?
Just got out of work. About to do some more work.
Good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
Hey, nice talking to you. Catch you a little later. Have a good one. Stay cool. WRNW 329 clear.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSFY 587. WSFY 587 calling call sign WIUGAA. WIUGAA. Are you on air today on this frequency? And repeat it. SFY 58 WS 5. That one is 4. Again, you got 2 months static. Can you repeat that again? You got 2 months static. Need to go to the hotspot. There's just static. WSFY 587 click.
WRSB 718 clear.
Good afternoon, listeners. WSBZ 710. And we are listening.
USBQ 684 mobile.
How about those Tigers?
WSIW 755 mobile 2 monitoring.
WSOC 793 listening. Hey man, you're in America. Speak English.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring. WSBM 993 monitoring.
This is WSID 817 monitoring.
WSJS 96 monitoring.
Yeah, monitoring station. Come on back with your call sign slowly, if you don't mind. This is Mike up in Saginaw. How you doing? What's your approximate location?
USF 896 calling from Farmington Hills.
All right, I
think I was able to pull out an 896. Name is either John or Don. I'm not quite sure. That last transmission wasn't as clear as your first one, and I wasn't able to pull everything out, all right? Maybe find a sweet spot, or if you're driving, I don't know, but I can't quite pull you out there. Yeah, it was the same thing. I was pretty scratchy there. Can't quite pull you out. I'm sorry. Maybe I'll catch you another time when you're coming in a little bit better. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final. WRZN 493 monitoring.
WSGH922 monitoring.
WSAL747 doing a radio check. WSAL747 doing a radio check. Installed Midland 275, 15 watt.
747, you need to turn off your Roger beep off that.
All right, thanks for that. I'll look at it and see how to turn it off.
Internet, it sounds good. You're hitting the Flint repeater, all right, as that's where you're hitting on. I'm now here in Flint, so what is your chemical off 348?
I appreciate the help, and I'm glad it's clear. I just installed it the other day, and I'm out riding around in my side-by-side and just checking it out. I'm going to be headed up north. I'm in the Owosso area, and I'm using the Flint repeater.
Copy that. Still sounds good out there. There's Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha, 848. Clear on your final.
This is WSID 817, monitoring.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844, you got a copy?
WSGU 844, go ahead, Kevin. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I just got home.
Copy that. Yeah, I just got done eating and washed my dish. I was about to make the coffee pot. So, how was your day?
It was all right.
Well, that sounds convincing. Busy?
Yeah, a little busy.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm going to miss my plan by $2,000. Yeah. It's just, I don't know, it's slow out there.
You missed what now, Charlie?
My sales plan.
Yeah, copy that.
I know, they just make the plans too high, and it's terrible.
Yep.
How's Tanya and Deb doing?
Oh, they're the same, driving me nuts like they always do.
Copy that.
Hey,
hey. Yeah, I got the choir in the background.
Fight me.
Oh, you don't want to know what she said.
I can only imagine. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, I thought you'd like that. What's for dinner tonight?
Baked chicken, broccoli, and little potatoes.
Ah, that's close to what we had. We had, what do we have in? Chicken, broccoli, tortellini, and Alfredo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that, I don't know if you heard anything about that accident up in Tuscola County yesterday, but most of the people that were killed were the Amish. They were traveling in a van. There was 8 people in the van, and 6 were killed. Terrible.
Yep, I know. That guy had to be flying, man, for that to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
202 waving.
Hello, 202.
Hello, Sherman.
So, did you find out where you're going to be working on Friday?
Yeah, 1.
I copy that. So, you got all your work done during the day or the morning?
Yeah, copy that.
I just told Kelly, she asked me, what do you mean by that? So I told her, and she laughed.
What time did you get off work today?
Well, I think I was done by 5. And I was home by a little after 6. So, yeah. I was busy, but not busy. Just showing my paycheck.
Well, people aren't buying your product or what?
Well, they are, but not as much as the company would like to see. That's why my plan is so high. It's just
It's ridiculous. When they engineered all these routes, they're only supposed to do maybe $12,000 or so for the kind of route that I'm doing, and my route's anywhere, my plan is anywhere from I've even seen it over $20,000 around the holidays, and there's no freaking way. Yeah, they want to get richer, and us don't go anywhere. Barely make it.
That's BS.
Yeah, I just talked to the union steward yesterday, and the company wants to meet with them to negotiate to redo re-engineering, and so our union steward was saying that then we should get a bigger base pay, or they'll probably negotiate a bigger base pay but less bonus after the 4 weeks, because if we do our sales plan all through the month, we'll get a bonus at the end. But if we don't, then we don't get it. It's fucked. I miss commission.
Yeah, copy that.
I hate to wish my life away, but I can't wait for 5 years to go by so I can get out. I've had enough.
Yeah, here, it'll go by faster than you think.
Yeah, I know. But, like I said, I don't like to wish my life away, because who knows what's in store from now to then. You know?
My wife's got the whole house filled with smoke right now.
Oh, you better call the fire department. What, she burning the chicken?
No, she didn't burn nothing.
Well, that's a good thing.
Have to call the box.
Yeah. Engine 51 on the way. I don't know. I used to know the call signs real well, but I don't know it anymore. Here comes the squad.
It's KMG365.
Roger, we'll go.
Better call Dave and get his tip for 2000 solder stuff. They're out over there.
993 monitoring.
Yeah, who knows if Dave's used that solder sucker in a while. Hello, Chad. How's it going?
Pretty good there, Sherman and Kevin. Doing pretty good on the mobile. Just jumping in there. Saying hello to you guys. You guys have yourself a good one. WSBM 993 will be monitoring.
Happy day.
You also.
Great.
Glad, Brent.
WSAA 336 monitoring.
Good evening, Chuck. WSTU 844. But, someone's calling me. Oh, he's probably going to yell at me because I... So, hold on a second. I got a phone call. I'll be back. WSTU 844.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, that's good. At least the heat broke a little bit. I want to shout out to Chad, too. How you doing, buddy? Yeah, like I was saying, it's a really nice night, man. I'm glad the heat broke. I'm out at the fire pit right now. Feels pretty good.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's not pretty nice out.
Yeah, this is more like it, you know. I mean, I prefer 75, obviously, but this is new.
Well, I'm counting down the days. Hunt season will be opening soon, so hopefully the weather gets a little bit cooler.
Oh, yeah, roger that. I've been working on my old camper trying to get it up to snuff. I use that up at the hunt camp, and, yeah, I'm looking forward to it this year. I couldn't go last year, so.
Yeah, I don't deer hunt too much anymore. I do a lot of upland bird hunting, pheasants and grouse and stuff.
Okay, yeah, roger that. That's all good.
Yeah, I usually go up to Kern. I got a friend that lives up in Kern. He's got 400 acres up there, and he's way, way back in the woods. He's got a log cabin. So he told me anytime I want to go up there and use it, I can use it.
Oh, that's really nice, man. We hunt on federal land and here on National Forest, I think it is. And we got a pretty nice camp. Usually you got about 12, 14 guys.
Yeah, copy that. Good area up there at National Forest. My one area that I hunt with, in the federal land and stuff.
Go up there with some other guys then, some other friends, or does he go up there with you?
Yeah, I went to the camp last year for the first time, and one of my other friends that was like kind of ahead of it, he must have had a falling out with the guy the place that I go to, I don't know, but yeah, I have a buddy down here where I live. Me and him do a lot of bird hunting up in the Thumb and stuff too, and we went last year, and then I met this other guy there. They got dogs and stuff, so he said he's going to go this year. When he goes, he's going to call me, and me and him are just going to go up there together and hunt.
Yeah, roger that. That sounds like a lot of fun, especially pheasants and grouse. That's good eating stuff right there.
Yeah, Ty, we had just got to find the pheasants. The Thumb is starting to come back a little bit, but they got that new release program where they release, you know, like they do at the release places. And I think there's a couple in Lapeer. There's one up in I think there's one there too in the state land. But a couple years ago I went up to Lapeer and me and my buddy both got two roosters, so that wasn't too bad. Last year I didn't see too many birds last year, but grouse hunting, man, I tell my fingers how many I flushed that I missed last year and on his property. They were all over the place.
Yeah, that's pretty nice, man. I like how they do that too. They put a bunch of birds out there. I know there's some places that, you know, they'll drop so many birds and then let guys go hunt it, but it's kind of almost like, you know, just releasing an animal in front of you, you know. It's just kind of like not sportsmanlike, but I wish they would do a lot more of that, you know, the DNR. I mean, because they got plenty of money.
You got that right. I forget the organization that's helping with that. It's Michigan Pheasant Initiative is what it is. They're part of it too, and but the only thing is, what stinks about it, if you want to hunt wild birds on state land, you still have to pay that $25 pheasant stamp, and that's not right. So if I go on state land and if I don't want to hunt the woodchuck club, I still have to have that $25 license, which isn't right, but oh well.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't like all them extra fees either. They make enough money.
You're going to have a wild game party, WSTU844.
I second that, Sherman.
I like to try some squirrel. I shot one years ago, but never had a chance to eat it. My cousin took it from me.
Well, what is the old saying? The early bird gets the worm. I guess, I don't know, man. You have to come up with something on a squirrel one, I guess, with your cousin.
Yeah, copy that. So where'd you go, Kev?
I'm here. I had my battery went dead on my walkie-talkie, so I had to put a new one in.
I roger that. Now she's talking to Kelly, so she said she was prepared, that she had her gear on.
Yeah, she's prepared all right.
Chuck, do you do any hunting?
I tried to do a little bit last year, but I was having some health issues, so I kind of passed on it. I sat out in the woods a couple of days, but I kind of just let the season pass.
I copy that. Well, since doing small game hunting back in the late 90s, that's about it since the early 80s. I went deer hunting with my dad and my uncle. That's about it for me.
Yeah, I usually go deer hunting every year, but like I said, last year I wasn't feeling the greatest. So, but this year I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to get out there. I love sitting out in the woods, man. There's nothing like it. Even if you don't see anything but birds and squirrels and whatnot, it's great to be out there.
Yeah, I copy that. Long as you dress for it. You're not dressed for it, man. That's what kills me. My feet get cold and I'm done.
Yep, pop up flying in a heater. That's all you need, man.
That's what my dad and uncle have in their two hunting blinds. They've got they're like outhouses.
Yeah, that's a bonus if it's got a seat in it.
Well, they haven't been used in many years, so yeah, they're falling apart or they're caving in. And that my dad and uncle haven't hunted on my dad's property in many years. I think the last time my dad went hunting, he went down to Gaylord, where my uncle has property surrounded by state land.
Yeah, I hunt up by Kalkaska, not far from the military base.
That's cool. Yeah, no, I like fishing. Kevin and I get together now and then and do some fishing. So yeah, we gotta do that soon. Well, maybe next weekend if you're not doing anything, Kevin.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
See who catches the biggest bass.
Yeah, copy that. I gotta buy some of those rubber worms.
Yeah, copy that. Chuck, you fish?
WSAA 336 for radio ID. I do. I used to. In fact, I used to fish a lot. But then the family came along and nobody wanted to go, and so I just kind of gave it up. But yeah, I just bought a little 14-foot boat a couple of years ago, just before COVID.
I copy that. No, my son loves fishing. My youngest comes up, and him and his wife will go out there and go fishing, and gonna have to buy my granddaughter a fishing pole and get her started.
Yeah, that's the way to do her.
Yep, yep. What you got planned tomorrow there, Kevin, besides taking the dog to the vet?
I was thinking about going to the fair tomorrow, but I don't know yet.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, those guys have been busy. I've been monitoring them on the radio, and, they've been busy with people drinking too much or overheated or falling. They've been busy.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, friends from our church are supposed to go tomorrow, but like I said, I wanted to go a little bit earlier, but I got to bring the dog in at 11:30. So, I don't know, maybe after that, because my friend, he's got to work. He's got to work till 2:30, so he said he wouldn't be able to go after that, but his wife was going to be there, and his wife, his daughter and grandson are going to be there, so.
Yeah, copy that. If I wasn't, didn't live so far away, I'd like to go down there. Haven't seen a concert there. They probably had a concert probably last night or tonight or tomorrow night or something.
No, the concert is usually the first night, and Uncle Cracker was there.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, I think last time I went to Demolition Derby. Brandon was wanted to go, or I was going to. I met him there or something, but that was pretty cool. But that's been a while.
I want to go and see the different farm animals and stuff like that they have. They're pretty cool. They got some rabbits there, man. I think they're on steroids. They're freaking huge.
Copy that. I left the dog out. I went back in the spare bedroom, and now I've got to go check on her. She's been digging.
I'm with you, Kevin. I like to look at the farm animals, man. They're pretty cool. Especially if you got some grandkids with you, man, their eyes light up. They can't believe it, you know?
Yeah, copy that. My daughter went up there the other night and with her husband. She said, yeah, they had a lot of, they had chickens, turkeys, and pigs, and horses, and all that stuff up there, so.
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe going over to the Midland Fair. Which one are you talking about?
The Armada Fair.
Come back with that?
The Armada Fair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've gone to the one in Clare, we camp at Harrison State Park there. And then just walk across the road, and we did that with my oldest grandson. We did that with him for years.
Yeah, copy that. And every other year, the Clydesdales come here with Budweiser, but this year I don't think they're going to be there. But my buddy told me that's something to see how they suit them up for their saddles or whatever they put on them. He says it's something.
Yeah, they are some fantastic animals. We went down to Busch Gardens one year in Florida, and, man, them animals are impressive.
And he told me the people that take care of them, and they set them up, they don't let people go by them because if they get behind, well, of course, to get behind them, they hit you with that hoof, man, you're dead.
I think the Genesee County Fair is coming up pretty soon also, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, copy that.
My kids are right down the street from this, if I'm not mistaken. They're not too far from it.
Yeah, copy that. Maybe if it comes, maybe we can go.
I'll find out when it is. I think it might be in a couple of weeks, if I'm not mistaken, or so. Not sure.
Yeah, I'll have a check. Of course, I won't be able to get in that one free, but the Armada Fair, I told you I can get in there all week free.
Yeah, copy that.
They charge like, I think, what's it, $10 to get in? Yeah, I think it's $10 they charge to get in.
Well, that's not bad. I think it was 15 to 20, if I'm not mistaken, to get into the Eastern Michigan fair there in Emily City last year or something like that.
Yeah, they got to feed all them animals.
Yeah, oh my goodness, we got a lot of tomatoes I got to pick that are here, the sweet, the little tomatoes.
Yeah, copy that.
The fair is the 19th through the 24th.
Oh, the Genesee County one?
Copy that.
Right,
hey, Sherman, I'll either call you on the radio later, or I'll call you on the phone. We're getting ready to eat, so... Nice talk to you, Chuck. Hope I'll talk to you again and have a good night and enjoy yourself. WSHR 566 clear after your final.
Yeah, you have a good one, Kevin. Nice chat.
All right, enjoy your dinner, Kevin. Talk to you later. WSTU 844. Chuck, I think I'm going to go on the silent side for a bit. I got some things I got to take care of before I hit the hay. So, good talking to you, buddy. Have yourself a good evening, and we'll chat again later. WSGU 844, I'm clear after your final.
Yeah, real good, Sherman. It's WSA 336, I'll be clear, monitoring. WSID 817, this is WSAA 336, you got a copy.
Yep, I'm listening, Chuck, go ahead.
Hey, I caught a little bit of your show, kind of got cut off, I had to go inside and be with my mom, and then there was a lady that come in, we had to talk, so. But anyway, I caught most of it, it was a pretty good show, man.
Hey, thanks. You wouldn't be happening to be looking for an old dog, would you?
Is he good with six cats?
So I got enough conduit. I'm just gonna get some nuts for the other one. I don't want to be able to do that. I mean, I wanted to, but it's different because it's a problem. The other one is.
Oh my God!
Click. Run it over to the box. That's why those big cameras are
here. What happens when you leave the system?
Actually, I don't think he would care about the cats. He just wants to lay around and do nothing, and he just wants to chill. So, maybe he'd be a good fit for you.
Yeah, I don't think the wife wants a dog, man. I love dogs, but she don't care for them.
Right on, right on. I can understand that. But, yeah, it was, we got on the radio, talked for a couple minutes, and, did some Facebook Live, so, he's out there, maybe somebody will find him.
Yeah, hopefully it's a rock fan, you know, with the name Metallica, you know.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, he's got like a mohawk going on his back. The first time I saw him, I thought he was angry at me or scared of me or whatever. But he's just got like a permanent mohawk on going down his back.
That's funny, man. I can't believe that. Our cats get that once in a while when they get, like you say, when they get scared. They'll get a little mohawk going on. But that's hilarious, man.
Yeah, but yeah, he's just an old guy and needs to find a place to go, so we're looking. But other than that, how you been lately?
Well, pretty good. Just spending a lot of time with Mom at the hospital and stuff, but she's coming into it now. She's struggling with therapy, but it's going to be like that, you know? She's just got to be patient.
Yeah, roger that. You know, at that age, it's really a test of will to see, you know, how well you're going to recover and whatnot. But I hope nothing but the best for her, and she probably needs lots of encouragement. So go and let her know that Mike told her, you know, keep up the good work and all that. So. All right, well, I worked all day today. I didn't even go on a walk. I need to do that. I figured I would when it cooled down a little bit. But I worked all day. Now I'm programming another DMR hotspot now.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I will definitely tell her that and relay that message to her. And, yeah, I'm gonna go off on the side, too. So this is WSAA 336. Nice talking with you, Mike. And I'll be listening.
Roger that. Have a fantastic evening. We'll talk again. This is WSIG 817, and I'll be monitoring.
WIZX 218. WIUG 48. Copy. WIZX 218, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. W755 Mobile 2 monitoring.
WSID A17 from WSBM 993.
Yeah, go ahead, Jed. I'm listening.
Hey there, Mike. I just wanted to jump in and give you a call and say hello, and I hope your day and everything is going well for you. Just wanted to jump in there and say hi, and hope all is well. Other than that, that's about it, my friend.
Right on, my friend. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I'm just playing around with radios and probably going to take a walk here in a minute. What's you up to?
Yeah, copy that. Just taking my friend to the store real quick. That's about it. Have you had any luck playing around on the other side there, on the ham radio side, in the general class license communications?
Yeah, Roger that. I still haven't set up my HF rig. I just went to Menards last night. I picked up a grounding rod and some grounding strap so I can, ground it or whatever. So I still got to pick up a pipe and some concrete and dig a hole and all that. So I'm going to... Still got some work to do yet, but we're getting there. Probably another couple weeks.
Yeah, copy that. Sounds good, my friend. Well, just wanted to jump in there and say hello to you. I'll let you get back to your business. I'll be back in monitoring. This will be WSBM 993 in the mobile. We'll be monitoring after your final.
Well, hold on. Don't go yet. You said that you do DoorDash. Like, what's the most common thing that you've ever delivered?
What do you mean by, like, common thing? Like, what exactly do you mean by that? Mostly, like, food and fast food restaurant type stuff. I've delivered, weird stuff, like feminine products and all sorts of stuff.
If you had to take a wild guess, which is the most common restaurant to be DoorDashed in your area?
I don't know. I get a lot of McDonald's, Taco Bell, stuff like that mostly. Those are probably the main two that I normally get when I do DoorDash.
Right on, all right. Did you eat dinner already? Do you have any dinner plans?
Yeah, I went and had dinner with a buddy of mine a little while ago over at Golden Corral and met with him, and he invited me out to dinner, so, because I took him out last time, so he took me out this time.
I have yet to go to Golden Corral. Actually, like, a buffet of really any kind. Ever since COVID happened, I don't think I've been to a buffet. Like, what did you get when you were there?
Oh, pretty much the usual, you know. I get the steak, I get the chicken, I get the mashed potatoes and gravy, you know, salad bar, you know, the dessert, you know, all the good stuff, shrimp, kind of a variety, you know.
That sounds delicious. Yeah, maybe I'll have to go check it out. I don't know. But, yeah, we're going to go for a walk here. Did you want to tag along? What are you doing right now?
I'm out on Bay in Cottsville right now with my friend. I just took her to the store real quick out here by Walmart and the animal shelter. So probably have to take a rain check on it this time, my friend. But definitely like to do another walk here soon, though, for sure. Maybe on one of the cooler days that we have coming, hopefully soon. Would like to definitely do another one with you and the dogs for sure.
the weather. It's going to be a high of 80 degrees tomorrow. Tomorrow would be a good day. And then pretty much any time next week, because next week is going to be like mid-70s all week, so maybe a little bit of rain mixed in there. I'm starting a bike gang, a pedal bike gang. I don't know what we're going to call it yet, but if anybody listening wants to join a pedal bike gang in Saginaw Township, that's what we're doing.
Roger that, for sure, definitely. I don't even own a bike anymore. But definitely for a walk and that for sure soon, definitely. I don't know, I got a pretty busy schedule for the rest of this week, but maybe possibly the weekend, Saturday or Sunday if you're around, or maybe early next week possibly.
Roger that. We'll be in contact. So we'll talk again and we'll catch up sometime this weekend or whatever. So take care and enjoy your evening. We'll be listening. This is WSID 817 and I'm monitoring.
Copy that, Mike. Sounds good, my friend. Always good to talk to you and always good to hear from you. When you get that ham radio stuff up and running, and you get those, everything all set up, maybe if you're cool with it, I'd like to maybe check it out sometime, come over if that's okay, and listen to it maybe for a little bit or something one of these times or whatever if you're cool with that. But yeah, for sure, WSBM 993 will be back and monitoring.
Yeah, roger that, Chad. We'll see when the time gets closer. I'll get it all set up and we'll see. Once I get happy with it, we'll see if you want to come check it out then. So, yeah, take care. We'll talk again. WSI 257 testing. WSI 257 testing. WSI 257 testing.
Monitoring at 8:41 p.m.
How about it, John? 320 and the frequency. How about it, John? You and the frequency. WSBB 320, WSBN 300, John, you and the frequency.
WRWX 221 mobile monitoring.
Jason, 841, WSAL 946.
Hey Ralph, this is WSAB 841, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good over here. Hope you are. Hope you are also.
Good. Yeah, I just finished cutting up a pineapple. Unfortunately, I ate half of it, so I don't have a lot to say for later, but it was a good time.
Well, I really can't do that anymore. I gotta watch my sugar intake. I love that. I love a good offer, but I better be careful not too much.
That's rather unfortunate, but good to keep an eye on things and keep yourself in good shape, you know.
Well, I guess I already blew that all to hell, you know, but so now I got to deal with it.
Yeah, you make the best of it, right?
I'm gonna go around once.
I mean, everyone's got something to get them down, but you gotta keep moving.
I overkeyed on you. Well, I was saying you only go around once, so you gotta enjoy yourself.
Here we pour must say something more. Let it be low and brown.
Did you say low and brown?
Low and brow.
I copy, but I don't understand.
Oh, a youngster. Low and brow is a brand of beer.
Sounds German.
They wanted to sound German, but it was brewed by Miller.
Good old sneaky tactics. Yes, I remember Lowenbrow. If I remember correctly, it was pretty good. You know, if you loved beer, it was pretty good stuff.
3RQG721. Yeah, it was a little hoppier, and that's what they claimed made it taste German. They put a little sugar and a little more hop in it.
Well, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of bitter. I don't go to the extremes. You know, some of these IPAs can get pretty nasty, but a nice sweet hoppy beer is I'm in with that.
IPAs give me violent headaches, so. Anyway, you were talking to another station. I didn't mean to jump in. WRQG 721.
Yeah, that's 841 we were talking. Just rag-chewing a little bit of good times. The weather broke down a little bit for us. Hopefully it doesn't get any cooler. You know, it's coming.
But the temperature differential ain't going to be as bad as it's been. It was, you know, it was hot today, but there was a nice breeze. If you were in the shade with that breeze, you were fine.
Yeah, copy that. Jason, what'd you do today? Did you have to work?
Yeah, unfortunately, I got to rock a 9-to-5. I don't know if Social Security is even going to be an option for me by the time I get of age.
Well, try to put a little away is all I. The only advice I got for you. Put a little bit away here and there. Don't spend it.
Yeah, even that can be a little easier said than done at times, but yeah, I gotta keep trucking along. I know I'm gonna be missing a pretty good deal of work here coming up too. So I'll have a little bit of a home vacation.
What'd you tell me? You're getting a hernia fixed up? Is that what I think I remember?
Yeah, it's supposed to get done I don't know, like 2 weeks ago or something. And the day before, I called in because, you know, they're supposed to call you and tell you what time to show up and everything, and they didn't. And they're like, oh, yeah, whoops, we postponed you for, you know, about another month and forgot to tell you. So I got about another 2 weeks to go.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. I get berated with crapola, but the things that I need to know, they don't seem to come across. Copy?
Oh, copy that, and, you know, they make sure to get the insurance and everything figured out ahead of time. You know, they make sure they're going to get paid, but... But yeah, I already had all this time off scheduled and everything. It was, you know, the day before, and I was expecting a call that never came through, so I called them, and they're like, oh yeah, whoops.
Yes, after that. Well, like I told you before, when you do get it done, my friend, go easy on yourself. Let that heal up real well for you. You know, take some extra time if you can.
Yeah, the plan is to take 2 weeks off work. They want me on a 5-pound restriction for a month. So I'm going to take 2 weeks off and then go back to work on just like light clerical stuff, computer work that I usually don't have to do. So I got a plan anyway.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, that's my only advice. Take it easy on yourself. Let that heal up. You know, get strong afterwards. You know, after about 2 months, you know, get to it. Don't sit on your butt too much.
Yeah, it's actually something my dad's been struggling with. He retired not too long ago, and he's just saying that, yeah, you spend a day or two sitting around, and all of a sudden, it's hard to get up, it's hard to move, and he's like, he feels like doing nothing for a week if he sits down for a day.
Yeah, copy that. Well, my thing, I got back issues, and, you know, when people are around, and my kids are around, everything's great, but, you know, if depression sets in because of pain, It can be pretty wicked on you, my friend.
Yeah, I can imagine. But yeah, I think I'll pull through pretty okay. They say I can start going for walks and stuff within like a day or two, or whenever I just feel up to it. So I don't have to literally just lay on the couch for a month. I think that would be a little bit of a bummer.
Are they going to, I don't know about hernias. I've never had a hernia operation. I know a lot of people that have tore them up and they regretted it, but will they set you up with a physical therapy, make sure you're up and moving and all that good stuff?
No, they don't have anything set for physical therapy. They wanted me to take a full month off work, but I just can't afford it. So they just have me scheduled for a follow-up visit a month after the operation, and then that's when they want to decide if I can go back to work at regular duty or what's going to happen there. But, yeah, nothing for physical therapy. It's just going to be me at home going for walks and trying to do some gentle stretching.
Yeah. Well, like I said, don't do too much, you know. You know, even jumping out of bed too fast can strain you.
Copy that. This is WSJB 841 for identification purposes. But, yeah, I mean, they sent me a whole bunch of information where, like, if I cough or sneeze, they want me to, like, hold a pillow all tight down against me, and, yeah, from what I understand, it's the healing is the biggest part. a lot of people mess that up and it doesn't set right. I don't really feel like doing it again, you know.
Exactly. You know, that's why I said let that heal up. Don't be, I've known so many people that have screwed up their hernia operations because they went at things a little too early.
Yeah, so far I have a pretty good plan on keeping busy with some light stuff, but you know, cabin fever hasn't set yet, so hard to know for sure.
Hey, go smash your old lady or something, bud.
Hey, come on back. Well, no copy. Anywho, Jake, and I'm gonna jump back on YouTube here and try to dive down into it a little bit. Political crap all of, I watch both sides. It's probably all baloney, you know, but I gotta hear it.
Copy that, Ralph, and yeah, it probably is all baloney, but, you know, it is what it is, but enjoy your YouTubing. Always nice to chat with you. This is WSJB 841, clear on your final.
All right, great talking to you, sir. WSAL 946, I'm going to be clear and monitoring.
WRFX 966.
Well, hey, 966, you caught me before I put the computer on. How are you tonight?
Well, I just got done golfing. I'm on my way to get something to eat. A little hot and sweaty, but other than that, I'm doing really good. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. As far as golfing goes, you know, I'm saving that for old age.
Well, I figure I gotta learn. I'm gonna retire next year, so I gotta have something to do. Bowling is only good during the cooler weather. I don't like bowling in the summertime because no matter how many air conditioners they have going, it's just not cool enough in the summer.
Hey, copy that. That's one of my old jokes. I'm saving it for old age. I've been retired a couple of years here.
No, I didn't say anything about old age. I just said I'm retiring next year, but okay. I'm 60. I'm almost old.
Well, I got a couple of years on you anyways. Anyway, I'm gonna get back to YouTube. WSAL 946. 966, you have a good evening, sir.
Yeah, sir, you have a good evening, and it's supposed to cool down, so hopefully everything gets better next week.
Hey, copy that. WSAL 946, I'm clear.
WREG 488, WRFX 966. No copy, WRUG 488. WRFX 966, I'll be clear.
WSDI 847, WIEG 48, copy.
WSTI, H+7. WSTI, H+7. WIUG, 0.8, copy. WIUG, 0.8, clear.
WSBM 993, you're coming in, but kind of staticky, Jack.
Yeah, because I'm on that 550, the Mabel repeater. That's why a little bit staticky. Anyhow, thank you, Jack. Thank you very much. But even the front repeater is open, the 725 repeater.
Yeah, copy that. Aren't you normally on the Detroit or the Mount Clemens, though?
Yes, I'm usually there, but I just want to see if we can get out on this 550 repeater, which is I do. I can get out now because the band is open tonight.
I drew that, Jack. Copy. All right, sounds good, yep, but you're sounding pretty good, though, my friend. WSBM 993.
Okay, thank you again. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG-48.
WSIW755 Mobile 1. Just checking out how the world is up there. How y'all doing? WSIW755 Mobile 1 monitoring.
WSIW 755 monitoring.
We got a nice signal into Ohio, WSA 47.
Well, thank you, 47. This is Alan Park, just south of Detroit.
Yeah, roger. The repeaters sounded good down here. Name's Dan, near Cleveland, on the east side of Cleveland, right on the lakeshore. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Rob, Alan Park.
Yeah, okay, Rob. Nice signal. Good audio. Nice rig there. So anyway, I just want to say hello and have a good evening there. Good day tomorrow from Ohio. Hope I'll hear you again. WSI 47 Cleveland. I'll be clear.
Thank you very much. You have a good night too. WSIW 755 clear.
WSI 47, go ahead, Jack.
Sound a lot better. Now it's really open. The condition is good one. The repeater is good too. Anyhow, I was on 575. I don't know if you heard me on that one. From now on, probably it's be better off if you go on 575. Right?
Yeah, the conditions are phenomenal right now. Yeah, I'll try it over there. I'll give you a call over there, WSA 47.
Yeah, no problem. We'll try it tomorrow. First, I'll call you here. Then we'll go on the other one there, the 575. What's that, Claire? WIAT 48.
Okay, Jack. We'll talk again. WSA 47. I'll be clear.
WSIY 75 mobile monitoring.